Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Shoftim, we have 22 psukim continuing from yesterday's Aliyah. We hear in this Aliyah that we have no need for false fortune tellers and false soothsayers because we have Nevi'im, true Nevi'im, who tell us what Hashem wants to tell us. We have to obey what the Nevi'im say, and we also in this Aliyah hear about false prophets, Nevi'ei Sheker. And then this Aliyah reiterates the mitzvah to establish Arei Miklat, cities of refuge, for someone who kills somebody else, God forbid, B'shogeg. Now, in Parashat Re'eh, in Perek Yud Gimel, we heard about a Navi Sheker. If the Navi correctly predicts a sign or a miracle and then demands that we worship a foreign god, we know he is a Navi Sheker and he must be put to death. In our Parsha and in our Aliyah, we hear a sort of converse halacha. You must listen to a true Navi, a true prophet, a true messenger of Hashem. In Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Tetvav, Moshe Rabbeinu says that there will be Nevi'im, and a Lav Tishma'un, you must listen to that Navi. And how do we know that the Navi is true and legitimate? The Torah asks this very question and answers it in our Aliyah. The Torah says, if you will ask, how will I know if what the Navi says is from Hashem or not? The Torah says, Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Chavbet, Asher yidaber ha-Navi b'shem Hashem, v'lo yihyeh ha-davar, v'lo yavo, hu ha-davar asher lo dibro Hashem, b'zadon dibro ha-Navi, lo tagur mimenu. The Torah says, if the Navi predicts something in God's name, and the prediction does not materialize, then that message was not spoken by God. The Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah in Perek Chet that the reason why we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is not because of the miracles that he performed. The Rambam says that the reason why we follow Moshe's Torah is because all of us saw him receive the Torah on our Sinai. And the Rambam says that anyone who believes in Moshe because of his miracles, yesh belibo dofi, they have shortcomings in their emunah. And then the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel, Perek Chet Halacha Gimel, in Yesodei HaTorah, that since this is the case, even if a person comes and performs miracles, performs wonders, you may not listen to him if he goes against the Torah. The Torah says in Parashat Re'eh, in Perek Yud Gimel, and Pasuk Dalid, that these miracles were given to that Navi in order to test us. Now, unfortunately, many people throughout the ages have followed so-called miracle workers who seem to perform miracles. But we have a clear and well-defined Iser Mina Torah to not follow these people if they go against the Torah. However, we must ask the following question. Why would Hashem support a Navi Sheker and allow him to predict things and to perform these miracles just to trick us? To test us? Why would Hashem enable Nevi'ei Sheker to have these powers, so to speak? I heard this question asked by Rav Yaakov Haber. He is a beloved Rebbe at Shalvim for Women. He asked this question and he offers the following beautiful answer. As mentioned, the Torah says that Hashem allows the Navi to perform these miracles to serve as a test for us. And this, as Rav Haber points out, is an incredible thing. We must remain loyal to Hashem and His Torah, even when presented by people who possess what are, or at least what seem to be, supernatural powers. It's incredible. We see a person healing someone. We see a person making it rain or whatever. And we look them in the eye and we say, sorry, we believe in Hashem. We follow His Torah. How are we expected to do that? How can Hashem expect us to withstand such an incredible test? Apparently, says Rav Haber, apparently, the events at Har Sinai and the faithful Mesorah, the transmission of the Torah from parent to child, teacher to student, for 3,500 years, this Mesorah is so strong, so powerful, that each one of us in Klal Yisrael is able to be unfazed, unimpressed, even when we see nature being turned on its head. We are tested pretty regularly in today's world by people and by events that challenge our emunah in Hashem and challenge our belief in the validity of the Torah and the Torah Misinai. But we remain strong and we remain true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have an amazing day, everyone.